Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Ever feel like your conversations just go nowhere? Like you're talking at each other instead of truly connecting? Yeah, me too. We live in a world that's constantly bombarding us with information, and it's easy to get caught up in the noise. But here's the thing. Real connection comes from being present, engaged, and genuinely interested in what the other person has to say. Today, we're diving into mindful communication, how to ditch the autopilot and build deeper, more meaningful relationships. Now, I know what you're thinking. Mindful communication? Sounds like some hippy-dippy thing. But trust me on this one. It's not about chanting or wearing tie-dye. It's about being intentional with your words and actions, truly listening to understand, and creating space for authentic connection. And that's something we can all benefit from, right? Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your communication game. First up, practice active listening. It's more than just hearing the words. It's about paying attention to tone of voice, body language, and unspoken emotions. You know that feeling when someone is talking to you and you're just waiting for your turn to speak? Yeah! Not great. Instead, try reflecting back what you hear to show you're genuinely engaged. So it sounds like you're feeling frustrated because this helps ensure you're on the same page and shows the other person that you value their thoughts and feelings. Second, be present in the moment. This means putting down your phone, silencing those notifications, and giving the conversation your full attention. When we're constantly distracted, our minds are wandering, and we miss out on important cues and nuances. Think of it like this. You wouldn't show up to a dinner party with half an eye on your phone, right? Treat every conversation with the same level of respect and presence. Third, use I statements. This helps you take ownership of your feelings and avoids blaming or accusing the other person. Instead of saying, "You always make me feel," try, "I feel," "when." This creates a more open and honest dialogue where both parties can express themselves freely. Fourth, find common ground. Even in disagreements, there's usually something you can agree on. Look for areas of shared understanding and build from there. This helps create a sense of unity and fosters collaboration instead of conflict. You know that feeling when you're having a disagreement with someone, but deep down, you both want the same thing? And finally, don't be afraid to ask questions. Asking clarifying questions shows that you're interested in understanding the other person's perspective, even if you don't agree with it. It also encourages them to elaborate and share more openly. Okay, let's take this a step further. Remember that time when you were having a tough conversation with a friend or family member? You know, one of those times where things felt tense and like you weren't really connecting? What if, instead of getting defensive or letting frustration build, you had practiced mindful communication? Imagine actively listening to their concerns, validating their feelings, and finding common ground. Would that have made a difference in how the conversation unfolded? Now, here's the takeaway. You don't have to be a master communicator overnight. Just start incorporating these principles into your daily interactions. Pay attention to your words, listen with your whole heart, and be present in each conversation. It's like building a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets, and trust me, the rewards are worth it. Deeper connections, less conflict, and more meaningful relationships. That's what mindful communication is all about. So, go out there and start connecting on a deeper level. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of mindful communication. And if you have any thoughts or questions, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you guys. No. Until next time, keep it real and keep those connections strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.